Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our integration session in our Sensual Touch series. Thank you so much for joining. Whether you are live or listening to the recording, know that this is the perfect time for you. I'm coming at you 6 days post-move and feeling rested. We have plumbing all sorted out now, which was a big win. We were without water for a few days over the long weekend. So really, really happy to be able to have a shower this morning. Didn't quite get to the makeup or hair portion of the day, but that's all right. I'm looking forward to our session today, y'all. And as always, if you have anything additional to mention that you haven't already sent in my way, feel free to go ahead and type that all on into the chat feature. Yeah. Beautiful. I just got a question to me privately around how is it that we're working through the five senses? And I might just need a little bit more detail on that question. So if you could go ahead and type that out for me, that would be great. Or we can hang out afterwards and chat a little bit if you would like. Okay. And or I might even save the question up and go into it after doing a little bit more information gathering of resources and tools that I can pass on your way. All right, so as we dive on in, I'll invite you to find a nice comfy cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for this session. And as you settle in here, perhaps beginning by means of breathing, every inhale an opportunity to receive, to call in, to connect to life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Sinking into supports. And if any part of that feels pleasant or even neutral, feel free to take that on in, receiving it, drinking it in, and savoring this nourishment. And as you are in this mode of savoring nourishment, I invite you to take a moment to scan your body mind. And as you're scanning, looking for a part of you, it might be a physical area, a memory, perhaps a time which you felt most like you, that's pleasant, or again, or at the very least, neutral. And as you scan through your body mind, finding this place, when you land on it, taking a moment perhaps to also savor this mindfully. And as you drop into this pleasant or neutral place for you today, invitation here is to receive this nourishment for yourself. Breath by breath, drinking it in. Every inhale, an opportunity to receive it just a little bit deeper. Perhaps it can flow a little bit more throughout the system in a different way. Not that it has to. Perhaps it's perfect just as it is. And then noticing the impacts. How do you feel after you've been present in this way? And if that feeling is by chance pleasant or neutral as well, feel free to drink that in. In essence, training the body to notice the good things and to receive the good things that are supportive for your system. And as you invite in opening to nourishment in this way, I offer you thanks and gratitude alike. Thank you so much for being here and being you. Thank you for all of you that's here with you today. And thank you for the all that's gone into creating you and this moment, this opportunity for us all to be here in community, in connection together. And as you are present to this thank you, noticing perhaps what that feels like and savoring that right along with everything else. Thank you to all that's gone into the very creation of you, including your families, your lineages, your ancestors. And the deepest of gratitude to all that have caretaken the land that's nourished this all. That's nourished all of us and all of those that have come before. Yeah, we offer deep gratitude for stewarding and caretaking this land, the very source of richness, of nourishment for us all. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we start off the session today, starting off on a very interesting note that's going into 12th house in astrology. And they think in astrology that everything goes through the stages of the 12 houses, that it rinses and repeats and recycles in a way. And the 12th house energy is very much about letting go, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And as we work with letting go in this way, surrendering, releasing, allowing, pick your favorite word for that all, it is working very specifically with the consciousness of expectations. There's a quote, I believe it's by Byron Katie, that goes something, I'll paraphrase it, to the effect of, when you argue with reality, you'll lose, but only 100% of the time. So as we work with this 12th house energy, letting go around the consciousness of expectations, you may begin to even notice places in your body begin to get a little tense. And if you are present to any of that, feel free to just tune into that part of the body that might be carrying some of those expectations that are ready to release, to let go. And we're bringing in a permissions as a link here. And the words are, well, a little biblical in nature, to be honest with you, but this is not really so much biblical as it is working with the essence for the understanding of it. And in body talk, we might say there's no control, there's no choice. For those of us who have done Principles of Consciousness, Module 3 goes into all of that. But the permission statement, which is of that essence, is phrased, "My will is thy will. My will is thy will." In essence, simply allowing whatever the plan is that's been set in motion for your body mind to be able to allow for it to flow through without having to resist or brace or defend or question or criticize, unless, of course, that's a part of the plan as well. So as we work with this embracing of expectations, if we want to think of it that way, it's also defined by the consciousness of allowing, the energy of allowing, as well as the consciousness of fluidity. And as we allow all of that to move through the system, I see it almost flowing like a river through the spine from the top down. And the river actually starts at the very crown of the head, going all the way down to the tailbone. And the tailbone, it just washes off, much like that expression, like water off of a duck's back. And as we allow for the flow of any old expectations to be released through the spine, through that central channel of your body mind's energy, and allowing for the integration of your will into thy will of this greater plan, whatever we might want to attribute that to. We're linking this all into a cellular repair on the liver, which is the organ and the meridian of the 12th house, which helps to process and release old karma patterns. And as we release here, we're looking at very specifically releasing the pattern of disorientation or not knowing where we are, being confused, or even anxiety can create some disorientation. And anything basically that dysregulates your nervous system can lead to disorientation. And as we work with a cellular repair around disorientation and on this liver, and that pattern that's been here, we're actually going back several generations. We're going back quite a ways. We're going back 17 generations down mom's side and through dad's side, 15 generations. This is a tale literally, perhaps older than time itself. It likely has stemmed much further back than that. And one might argue that it's through the opportunity of disorientation that we can find stability. So as we release these patterns here of disorientation through the family lines or feeling lost and confused and like we're not getting anywhere, perhaps is another useful way to describe disorientation. As that releases, this is coming up with, I hope we all have our sense of humors on, a very old experience of, and this really depends on your worldview, of course, as well, of being not fully in formation as a human yet, but being not just the egg, but the actual sperm. And we're actually working with the sperm that didn't go anywhere, that didn't get anywhere, that felt like it was spinning its wheels. And there was all this energy and disappointment of being like in this mode of vitality, expressing, moving, flowing, and yet not being able to, quote unquote, get the job done. It's one out of however many thousands upon thousands of sperm that only ever makes it through to fertilization in a pregnancy, sometimes a couple more, but for the most part, just one or two. And for the others that don't make it, releasing any old stagnant energy around, I can't get the job done, I can't make this happen, I'm not getting anywhere type energy. And as that releases, it's bringing in forgiveness from the divine, pick your word for the divine, creator, God, source, spirit, universe, light and love. Bringing in forgiveness through that spiritual realm for you, whatever that holds for you, into this to basically put this stressor at rest for your inner masculine nature. All right, that made me smile a little bit. I don't know about you all, but as we release that energy blueprint from the sperm that didn't quite make it, that's somehow held in our DNA in our system in some small way, or perhaps larger than that. And as we release that pattern through here, we're going to bring in hydration through to the liver and ending and the consciousness of endings. And as we work with hydration, as it does, bringing in joy and as we work with hydration into these cells, releasing any old toxicity that doesn't need to be here. Hydrating the liver, and then hydrating the entire spinal column pathway again from the center of the crown all the way down through to the tailbone. And as this hydrates through here, it's also allowing the nourishment of letting go to be received in every cell of this nervous system of yours. And as we release that in this way here, defining it by the joy of letting go, the joy of making space, the joy of opening up to create spaciousness. We're running lymphatic drainage for the liver as well, releasing for the liver as well as for that same pathway through the crown of the head down to the tailbone. Draining out toxins, gunk, waste, but more so low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalysis. And as that flows through here, the spinal column is also thought to be the antenna of consciousness itself that helps you to tune into the universal connection. And as we work with this all at the same time here, running another cell repair, this is a this lifetime thing. And it's working with the emotion of disappointment. And I see it as taking place as like a really thin coating all over the skin and the receptors that register touch, but most notably in the ones around the hands. And as we release old disappointments from the surface of the, and just a little bit below, the hands and those receptors, it's also coming off of the area where the sensory motor cortex registers the hand. So the sensations are more in the parietal lobe of the brain. And that area that registers the sensations throughout our entire body is unequal. So it's not like every part is equally represented in this part of our brain. The hands actually dominate because these hands were built as a tool to explore sensation. If you think of babyhood, every baby loves to have something in their hands, they're exploring with their hands. And that's hardwiring that continues onward. So as we work with the feeling of disappointment, releasing it from the hands, as well as that part of the brain, the head brain, specifically around, again, the receptors for touch, we need to circulate all the healing resources through the hands and through the head brain, along with the permissions of it's safe to feel this now. It's safe to feel this now. Almost as if disappointment was acting like a protective shield to prevent you from even reaching out. And this motion of reaching out to go for something and bringing it back into you is also programmed from very early on, from right when we're born. We're meant to army crawl our way up to the breast and to receive that nourishment. And if that gets interrupted, any process of the crawling motion to bring that nourishment to us, which it is interrupted in almost every medicalized birth out there, it can set up patterns for how we relate to success and failure in our lives. So as we work with this all, bringing in circulation of all those healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that again drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation. Also anxiety, depression that help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. Also balancing yin and yang and running one more hydration here. Taking up water, joy, releasing any impurities that don't need to be here. And as that circulates, I just see it gradually lifting off that protective shield of disappointments and the underlying fear of being perpetually disappointed by reaching out to touch what it is you desire and bring it back into you. And as this is all processing at the same time in parallel, we're releasing a series of active memories around the feeling of having your hand slapped. And as little ones, the standard meme out there is like, you reach into the cookie jar of that treat and you get your hand slapped. And there is this connection to, I'll get my hand slapped if I reach out for what I want, if I reach out for something that's pleasurable, if I reach out for treats. And in that moment of getting your hand slapped, it's usually a bit of a shock to the system. Whether that was a physical slap or a metaphorical sharp word, that it was a bit of a slap, so to speak, is neither here nor there. We're going to address it across the board. But as we work with this, there's a simultaneous thing that happened with it, was the knowing that if you actually said like, ouch, or complained about it, that it might get worse. And as we work with this, it's also working with the consciousness of expression. Expression of hurts after being denied what it is you wanted to have happen in your life. And as you release that hurt, it's actually coming off of the upper lobes of the lungs and the bottom of the thoracic inlet diaphragm, the diaphragm that hangs out of the base of the throat. And as we release that all, linking it into 12th house to supportively allow for the endings, releasings, surrenderings that the 12th house energy just naturally provides. The peeling back the layers of who it is we are not. Charlie's having a drink of water in case you're wondering what the background noise is over there. And as we work with that all, there is another series of active memories here around not being able to defend yourself or being voiceless in the face of abuse, bullying. Pick a word that goes with wanting to speak up for yourself, but being in a situation where it felt like that wasn't okay to do, or that things might get worse if you did that. So, in essence, feeling suppressed or all the way through to intimidated to express. And as we do this, releasing a lot of tension around the jaw and the tongue. And the expression of like biting your tongue, that energy is very much here as well. And as we unwind the biting back your words, biting your tongue to suppress that, maybe till it bleeds, as the expression goes, and unwind around this lower jaw and the TMJ joint alike, it's also releasing through now the lower palate, if we want to think of it that. In essence, where the tongue anchors into the bottom jaw. And as we work with that area, there is this energy center of being tongue-tied. And sometimes when babies are born, they're too tongue-tied and they have to do a little snip snip in that area to support their capacity to feed and speak easily. But we're working with that area, a fancy word, I think it's the frenulum. I'm knee deep in a bunch of anatomy videos for another course that I'm taking this weekend. But it's all on the shoulder. And all my other anatomy knowledge feels a little like overshadowed, shall we say, right now. So as we work with this area where that tongue-tied center happens, we need to unwind a series of adhesions. There's actually several in here. There's a couple dozen. And I just see them as going in multiple directions simultaneously. So hard to give voice to. So I'm just going to watch them begin to unwind. And we're going to bring in all those same healing resources that circulate, pardon me, that circulate through the system. And as it makes its way through that all, there's a little bit of unwinding through the various musculature of that jaw. And we're releasing an odd past life. So keeping in mind that past lives are not something that we believe in body talk, as the story is often saying that we've lived before, go on to live again. Body talk doesn't really jive with that. It says after somebody passes away, all the unresolved issues enter like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. And this is a past life. And there's also a lot of interesting debates and ideas of, you know, are animals and plants included in that or not so much? And where we may stand on this, that might challenge this. But this past life is actually a snake that was being hunted down for its venom. And the snake was pretty scared and it was like trying to, you know, escape and hide. And it actually got captured and was being milked. And I don't know if you've ever seen on National Geographic those videos. You may not want to if you're really scared of snakes. I'm pretty scared of them too, but I've seen the videos. And they like purposely, I'm not sure exactly how they do it, but they purposely stimulate the areas right around the fangs, and then this venom squirts out and they collect it and they use that for a variety of things, making the antidote to venom bites, or back in the olden days it was likely used on tips of spears to hunt, to catch food with, etc. And I'm no expert in that, to be honest with you, but this past life is of being forced to provide something to society and essentially being in a way used, or if it lands as high as this in intensity for you, being not just being used or being forced, but perhaps all the way up to being invaded, being raped, even having something taken from you that you were unwilling to provide. And as this comes to full circle, it's working with that sort of theme that's arisen over the last couple of sessions of feeling used, but this is working with that metaphor of being milked for all your worth, being milked for all your worth. So as we work with that imagery of this past life, and the other parts of that past life was the humans that actually hunted down the snake, and we're actually releasing that part as well, the need to want to attack, invade, force, take what's not yours. And as we release both sides of this past life, seemingly releasing the victim and the seeming perpetrator alike, although we could argue they're intertwined, much like everything is in life, and entangled, as we release both sides simultaneously, we're working with the permission statement, and we're going to work with that in this region of that jaw and throat. The fight is over. The fight is over. And on the other side of that fight gets to arise neutrality, change in a peaceful way, as we link this all into the element of earth. And as we release that, I just see old defensive patterning coming off of the tongue and any sort of sharp silvered tongue energy. I might be mixing my metaphors a little there. Is releasing as well. So that need to defend or dominate verbally with words, to assault with words, to, well, emasculate with words. And the almost like the nervous system energy behind that all, the desire to want to do that begins to go with it, and it unwinds all the way through this oral cavity. And as we think of the tongue, we don't always associate it with being a center for touch, yet it very much is, with our words, with our expression, with our facial expressions, when we kiss, when we French kiss the tip of our tongue, when we share that energy, it's meant to be an expression of your heart energy. So this all unwinds, it's actually freeing up some space in the heart energy, very specifically coming off of the mitral valve on that left-hand side, the division between the top and bottom chambers of the heart, the left atrium and left ventricle. And as that releases from here, without the need to have to like be prepared to fight or defend in this way, there is some old energy of having to be like very ultra serious, releasing through here and inviting in a sense of playfulness. Without having to be weighed down by that armor of seriousness, there's room for lightness. As we bring in lightheartedness, it's setting the stage to cultivate the energy of celebration, which might be something that's not readily available in this moment. And if it is, yay, go for it, bring it on in. If, however, it needs a little bit more cultivation, feel free to take that on as much or as little as calls to you for homework, inviting in the energy of celebration in perhaps small daily ways, or perhaps in a big weekly way, or perhaps all of the above, or perhaps none of that. See what calls to you for celebration, for cultivation of celebration. And as that energy enters through the heart, I actually see celebration energy as it gets cultivated, spilling now throughout not just the heart meridian, but through all of the fire element meridians that govern touch, most notably the heart. Although within that fire element, we've got the pericardium that surrounds the heart. We've got the triple heater, which works, very loosely stated, with taking in, digesting, and eliminating. And along with that small intestine, which works with discernment, with intellect. And as this celebration gets cultivated and allowed in this sense of through the essences of being honored and celebrated in its way, in its own way, celebrating celebration energy, it begins to spill through those four meridians and then through them to wherever parts of the body are willing to receive it. All the way until perhaps it even reaches the very edges of your skin. Perhaps even the energy fields that connect through your skin. And perhaps even beyond that, bringing in celebration to cultivate and attend to this heart of yours, to lighten the load, to lighten the load. And as it does so, I actually see old grief energy releasing, and it looks almost like mountains and connected into heart one acupuncture points in the armpits, deep in that armpit. I see it as flowing all the way down the side body and disrupting stability. So as we release this grief through heart one all the way down through the side body, there's a pretty big piece of it also on the Ming Men, that low back L2, L3 region. And as we work with releasing it from here, think of it as the pilot light of the body. So if your pilot light of the body has grief covering it, not wonderful. Unless it's supportive of releasing and allowing the letting go, as grief energy does, to disperse whatever's in the way of dimming that pilot light. If, however, it's occluding or hanging out there in a way that isn't in service to the system, releasing any parts that are ready to go here. And as it comes off of that pilot light, it's actually releasing and freeing up the connective tissue around the kidneys and the back body, which roughly hang out between the ribs and the hips. And as it all unwinds through here, I see a full body posture begin to take hold in a way that embodies the energy of expressing yourself in a way that you get to honor your own self and feel respected in return by the others that receive your communications. Finding that a place to express yourself in a way that doesn't involve the attacking, the criticizing, that invites perhaps the opposite of that, acceptance, ease. Bringing in the consciousness here of a few different healing principles. Mindfulness, unity, and nonviolence. As we bring in those energies, I just have this imagery of the essence of spring arising through your body mind. And I see new life blossoming, new flowers, new plants springing forth. And as they do so, as plants do, producing the carbon dioxide, but more than that, plants bring to the system this capacity to cleanse, to release what no longer needs to be here. As our body takes note of how plants do it, it gets to receive it as well. And it gets to learn, in essence, from the essence of the plants that it's present to. So through this new blossoming, this new life, this new energy, these new plants in varying different forms, and if you are really active in your imagination or in mindscape, you might even get a sense of what plants those are for you. Invitation to tend to your inner garden, so to speak. And as we work with this, as all plants like, we're going to run a hydration here to support the taking in of joy and new life as it blossoms in this sense of internal spring. And if you're anywhere like Saskatchewan right now and dealing with minus 40 weather, like we are, spring might seem a little hard to connect to. But finding it internally. And as the body mind prepares for this internal spring, inviting in one more round of lymphatic circulation. And as it does so, much like plants draw on manure and fertilizer to get the nutrients they need, think of it as any bits of low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, toxins, gunk, waste, that are getting cleaned out through this lymphatic drainage, which is working very specifically on all the receptors of touch throughout the skin, setting the stage for allowing any bits of recycling to occur, and then releasing any bits that aren't going to be useful to the plants, releasing that through the large intestine meridian, and running the permissions, and I'm not sure entirely how it connects yet, but the words are just simply, I can face this. I can face this. Defined by that consciousness of empowerment and linking that to the solar plexus chakra. And that here is carrying the consciousness of the capacity to stand your ground in a way that continues to serve that internal spring. So standing on this ground of these new blossoms, this new life that's here. And it's all linking now into conception vessel 17 that governs all things yin. And in a way, all of this new blossoms, these new buds, supporting the flow and the spread of yin energy through to the very core of you, and then working its way outwards towards the edges of your body. Running one more lymphatic circulation, this time through the tongue. Not so much physically, although it may land in your body that way, but more so on an emotional frequency. The words that we express, whether we're in fear or anger or shock or grief or shame or worry or sadness or guilt or overwhelm or apathy, you get the idea. The words that we speak, the ways that we express verbally, when we come from places of emotional stagnation, emotional congestion, perhaps even emotional immaturity, whatever the word may be there, releasing all of that. And as all the parts of that that are ready to go begin to leave, I see the entire chest begin to rise, and it's carrying the essence or the energy of having a proud chest, being able to stand in the fullness, the wholeness of you. And allowing for this lighthearted energy to be able to rise even more now, all the way up to the tongue, the oral cavity, the nostrils, the eyes, through all five senses, and into the pituitary gland for that sixth sense as well here. And as that releases through the system in this way, allowing this lightheartedness to continue to clean, detox, release anything that's no longer serving your sensual nature of you. Running the permissions. Life is allowed to feel good. An invitation for those centers of touch and the receptors that are present to be able to receive the pleasantness of life again. And as the body-mind clears the receptors of touch in this way, releasing any old bits of fear, anger, and grief that have created any stagnation here, not being able to open to receive the goodness of life that's here as well. Running another round of lymphatic circulation through the sphenoid bone. That sphenoid bone, the god bone, the master bone, connects all the other skull bones that are meant to rock and move with the breath. And if the sphenoid gets jammed up, it can limit the flow throughout the entire head brain. And as we work with this, it just, as it is, the sphenoid bone begins to move and groove just a little bit easier. We're going to run SB at the same time for the body talkers in the crowd. You already know what that is, but if you're not a body talker, the SB joint is where the sphenoid joins on to a part of the back of the skull. One of those bones, the occipital bone, has a region that on the other side of your spinal cord, so it goes a little bit deeper than what you can physically contact here. It goes on the other side of the spinal cord, and that region where it joins on to the sphenoid bone, that central bone in our skull, looks a little like an alien spaceship or a butterfly or a bat, and is a very common area where this jam up can occur. And as we release this SV joint junction, we're going to also elevate the brain stem, which looks like it's just like fallen down a little bit. So we're going to do a vibaxis. It's the body talk lingo for that all. And as we elevate or lift that up through the system, it actually brings the entire spinal column into alignment with it. And as we release that through the brain stem, that does have a tendency to like fall down sometimes. As we elevate that and lift that back up, we're releasing any active memories around fear from your media, your news, your devices, around what it is you're being exposed to on a, well, let's say fairly regular basis, especially if you are in North America right now and Australia, New Zealand, definitely in that mix. As that releases through here, running a cellular repair in this alignment of your spine, of your brainstem, of your head brain, and giving it tensegrity, which means no one part has to bear this load alone, but that through connection, through community, all the weight can be evenly dispersed. So that way, even when one part might be suffering just a little bit, all the other pieces can pick up the slack really easily. And then they can restore tensegrity again. And as we restore tensegrity here, we're also doing it for the area where your cells of your body connect onto your extracellular matrix, the spaces between the cells, essentially. And as we work with this, it's bringing in the consciousness of unifying any divides, unifying polarities, bringing in unity, in essence. And as we work with this connection point between the cells and the matrix that they swim in, the extracellular matrix, or the ECM. Connective tissue, fascia is here as well, as it does also surround the cell and go inside the cell and go into the nucleus and go inside there as well. working with those interconnection points. Loosely, I'm going to phrase it as the connective tissue or the fascia that allows for this to happen. Fancy name through the integrins that connect again the cells to that matrix that they swim in, that they're held by. And as we do that, we're actually releasing disorientation through here as well, and giving every cell a home, a place to become aligned again, releasing any incoherence in the alignment of the cells throughout the different muscle fibers, the bones, the organs, the endocrines, through all the different places in the body. On a very small scale, bringing in alignment. And as that builds up through the system, supporting healthy connection between, again, the cells, the soup that contains them, via the connective tissue. And as this all begins to shift and process and align in the body mind in a coherent way, releasing a fear energy here. And the fear energy is, I'll never find my way out. This will never end. And it's carrying with it very much that feeling of being like caught in a nightmare or caught in a bad dream. And interestingly enough, we're also at the same time as that working with what's referred to as our attachment patterns, whether we're anxious or there's a whole, you can Google it, there's lots of information out there. It's essentially how it is we relate to our caregivers when we're little, and if we go along to get along, as we all do, to put our needs to survive ahead of our authenticity, what the cost of that was and how that landed on our nervous system. And those attachment types, and there's a few different ones, are playing out at this cellular level where it attaches again into that ECM, that extracellular matrix, that soup. And we're releasing any feelings of being held hostage by your own programming, by your own nervous system, to again support my will is thy will. And allow a little bit more softening, gentling, spaciousness for this all to flow through you. Not for the body mind to have to like protect and brace against, but simply allowing it to move through you. And playing that out in a very small scale level throughout all those building blocks of cells throughout again your entire body mind. We're linking that all into pancreas reflex point, which helps to integrate. Helps to feel like we're held by the embrace of the universe. And as we bring that embrace of the universe in to again that connection point between the cells and the soup that they swim in, also allowing for integration between all things masculine and feminine, and bringing that union into play here as well. Never really thought about it in this way, but if we can imagine the cells as being masculine and the ECM as being feminine, the places where the cells get to hang out and be held by the nourishers in a sense, as that comes together, bringing in the consciousness of value and self-value to both the feminine and the masculine internally inside of your cells on the soup they swim in. As it all comes again into alignment in this way, into union in this way, into oneness, we may call it. Linking in the planetary energy of the sun through to the spaciousness of your heart. And then bringing the planetary energy of the sun via the heart to all of those connection points. The heart energy field is the strongest one in your entire body by 60 to 100 times over. So via this energy radiating out through the heart to every single cell. Like a broadcast. And as that broadcasting radiates, there might be some parts of the body that are, a little hard of hearing, so to speak. Through any areas that are just a little bit tough of hearing this. We're doing an emotional release of sadness from feeling disconnected from that broadcast that the heart is constantly sending to all of you. Followed by a release of apathy. And then of fear in all of its forms. Fight, flight, freeze, fawn, disorientation. We could give those other names, like frustration, pardon me, that's more anger, like scared, anxious, terror, panic. However we want to divide or think about fear, as we release this from those areas, again, that are a bit of hard of hearing of the heart energy field. I see the entire body mind beginning to get softened and carried along the waves of the heart. On the center of neutrality, the center of love, almost transforming into an ocean, and the waves continuing to carry that message slowly, perhaps, but surely to all the edges of the shores of your body mind. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to allow the body mind to breathe however it may feel called to. Beautiful. Now we're heading into the upper spine to lower spine reciprocals that connect our entire body mind. And we're connecting the topmost vertebrae with the bottommost and working our way in till they meet in the center. And as we do that, this antenna of consciousness that also broadcasts, perhaps in a different way. Or perhaps it uses the power of the heart to broadcast your sense of self and where you derive that from, that center of universal consciousness. Linking all of this into your immune system. As we worked with it last week, bringing in that consciousness, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago now, the consciousness of acceptance versus rejection. And running a general body chemistry here. To clean out anything that's no longer serving your immune system. Whether that's a microbe, which I'm seeing this go into a little bit more, but it might also be a toxin, an allergy, or an intolerance. And in those microbes could very well be a virus, which I'm seeing a little bit more of, than the bacteria, parasites, fungi, but you'll get whatever the body mind needs. And as we run this body chemistry balancing, we're linking it into the very bones to support any viral microbial pieces here that are no longer serving the system to release from your bones. And also releasing any fear that's here, that's gone viral, so to speak. And Dr. John Beltheim would say that viruses tend to feed on anger, pardon me, on fear, bacteria on anger. So as we release the underlying fear in these bones that have perhaps gone viral and set the stage for this all, we're also shoring up the capacity for the immune system to produce those B cells that come from the bones to do what they do best. And in a way, I like to think of the B cells as being like the wisdom keepers and the T cells as being the attackers. The T cells come from the thymus gland that hangs out just above the heart there, which is why I'm touching here. And as we work with that all, allowing the wisdom of the immune system to further support any releases of fears that have gone viral through your very bones, that may have even been the flames of that fear may have been fanned by the ancestral energies. And as we release that as well through the osteoclast, fancy word for cells of the bones, supporting again within the bones the cells to attach to again the soup that they swim in, the ECM. And as we bring that in, bringing in connection, bringing in the consciousness of connection, not just in the cellular level, but also all the way through the metaphorical understanding that this represents connection to the parts of the ancestry here that are in service to your immune system and to acceptance, and releasing any bits of the fanning of the flames of that fear simultaneously. Okay. Beautiful. And with that all, linking it into healthy connection with family, with friends, with clients, perhaps. And we're linking that all into the prefrontal cortex, the center for wisdom, for empathy, for compassion. And that hangs out roughly in the center of the forehead. And as we do this, releasing very old stagnant energy that no longer needs to serve the system. And connecting it into the compassion centers. And running actually a body chemistry on the prefrontal cortex to release any intolerances to all that makes you human and all that makes you divine alike. Essentially, in a word, intolerances to being. I tend to break down the concept of being to our humanness and our divinity, pick your word for divinity. And as we release that all with this body chemistry here, this intolerance to simply being, we're also releasing an intolerance to just simply being from your very yin, from conception vessel 17 point that governs that, that hangs out roughly in the middle of that sternum. And we're linking that into the forehead. Prefrontal cortex, and this entire region of your forehead to bring in new nourishment. And I actually see it as releasing, you know, that old meme, or everything's a meme these days, but the old sort of like cartoonish energy of like banging your head against a wall. Perhaps you've even done that. You may have been in a place where you found yourself doing just that, metaphorically or physically, releasing any bits of wanting to like bang your head against a wall. And with that, releasing the need to have it make sense, whatever it may be. The need to have it make sense, to figure it out, to have to get an answer intellectually when the answer may not be in that format. Perhaps the answer is in the essence of simply being, perhaps. And as we work with this all, linking it into the very crown of the head for the consciousness of the crown chakra and its role in transcendence, all the way down to the base chakra for its role in grounding, and then through to this heart chakra, and linking that all into your entire sense of touch. Invitation to breathe however you may feel called to. Okay, lovelies. Thank you for calling this work in, for calling this medicine in. And thank you most of all for being you. The deepest of appreciation for our time together, today and always. I have a song. It's about 5 minutes to play, and if you feel so called, you're welcome to just simply marinate in anything that you're present to that's pleasant. If that's the energy of what you first tapped into, or anything else that's arisen for you today in your session, I invite you to just simply allow this all to soak in. Pun intended a little, as the song is called Mother of the Water, and it's by Alexa Sunshine Rose. It's from the album The Flowers of the Waters. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace.
Mother of the water, mother of us all, dreams a new beginnings, streams and waterfalls. Mother of the water, mother of us all. Dreams and new beginnings flowing over all. Mother of the water, mother of us all. Dreams and new soul, dreams. a new beginning. Streams and waterfalls, mother of the water, mother of us all.
Thank you all. My hair might have been flowing like the waterfalls throughout that session. Thank you all for your presence, for your grace, for your very existence. And thank you for all that you offer this world. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All my love. Bye for now.